ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत्। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे विदाउट द ग्रंथ भागवतम वी विल डिस्कस समथिंग अबाउट द व्यक्ति भागवतम, बोथ आर भागवत। सो बिकॉज टुडे इज दिस स्पेशल डे, द डिसअपीयरेंस डे ऑफ श्री लोकनाथ गोस्वामी, सो वी विल टेक दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी टू डिस्कस समथिंग अबाउट हिम। सो लोकनाथ गोस्वामी, आज वी नो, वॉज द फर्स्ट गोस्वामी हु बाई द ऑर्डर ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु कम टू श्री वृंदावन धाम टू री एस्टाब्लिश द हिडन तीर्थस एंड ऑल दैट। दैट वॉज द प्रोजेक्ट ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु टू ब्रिंग श्री वृंदावन धाम into the eyes of the audience, and because he himself can't come, so that's why he was always in search, who will do my project, who will help me, always in search of that. So he, when he saw Loknath Goswami, then he gave the so important responsibility and sent him for the first time to Sri Vrindavan Dham with such a heavy burden and responsibility to excavate and to find out all the hidden tirthas in Vrindavan. See, Loknath Chakravarti, he was, I think, 2 or 3 years older than Sriman Mahaprabhu. His father's name was Padmanava Chakravarti. His mother's name was Sita Devi. They were from Uttar Bangladesh district, Jashohar, village name Talkhadi. He was born and brought up there. In the young stage, because Navadip was the capital of education center, so their parents, they sent him to Navadip for study. He studied in Navadip, then he admitted into Advaita Acharya's Bhagavat school, and he was in Bhagavat Vidyapitha run by Sri Advaita Acharya. He admitted there and was studying. At that time, Sriman Mahaprabhu and his classmate was Gadadhar Pandit. They were studying in Gangadas Toll in daytime, and afternoon time they are also going to Bhagavat Vidyapitha of Sri Advaita Acharya. So we can say that Loknath Goswami, Gadadhar and Mahaprabhu, they were classmates. They were classmates. So when Loknath saw for the first time Sriman Mahaprabhu in his as a classmate in student career, by seeing his beauty, by seeing his performance, he became fully surrendered, absorbed with him. And even Advaita Acharya, he was, Loknath Goswami was the foremost student of his school, and he himself told Sriman Mahaprabhu, please accept him as your friend. Advaita Acharya also handed over Loknath Goswami to Sriman Mahaprabhu. At that time Mahaprabhu was famous as Nimai Pandit. He was in the whole districts of Nadia, he was famous for his brilliance and for his learning. And he was, at that time, he also defeated the Kashmir, Kesava Kashmir. It was famous, Nimai Pandit. And whenever Nimai Pandit will meet somebody, any friend or any guest or any teacher, he will start arguing and discussing about Shastra, not doing so much bhakti. So Loknath Goswami, because he was a Bhagavad student, so when he will study Bhagavatam, he will start cry, Loknath Goswami. Always meditate on pastime of Krishna. And when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, seems that he is the same Krishna. But why he is doing these things? Only becoming proud of his learning? And he is not doing any bhakti. What is this? So though he was very bujum, very near and dear, but in his mind said, no, as long as he is in this proudy mood, I can't be with him. But if sometimes he will become devotee, then forget. I will forget everything. I will surrender my kaya, mana, vakya, everything to him. I will be with him, that's it. That's my goal of life. But Mahaprabhu was very much proud at that time. Always arguing, defeating others and all that. So by the time, slowly they, all of them, they graduated from the school. So after graduation, Loknath Goswami, he left for his village. He took away from Gadadhar and Simon Mahaprabhu and went to his village, established a school there, and he became a teacher. He was the teacher in school, Chatuspati. And then after some time, Mahaprabhu got married. And one time he, after marriage, then he went, he has to get some income because there was no, he has no father was there, he was the only male member. So for the first time, Mahaprabhu went for a teachership to Bangladesh to do some job, teaching job. So at that time, he went to Jasovar and he stayed 4 days in Loknath Goswami's house. They became more friends at that time. And same, Mahaprabhu was defeating and arguing and all that. Loknath Goswami, though stayed him, and but still he is the same. Why? So then Mahaprabhu come back, and at that time Lakshmipriya left and the Mahaprabhu married again. And after some time Mahaprabhu went Gaya. Actually he went for Pitru Shraddha because he decided that I have to take sannyas. So how I'll every year I can do Shraddha, I can do all these things. So better for once for all I will do Shraddha. So Gaya Shraddha, the notion is that if you do perform Shraddha in Gaya, then that's once for all. Then you don't have to do every year. So that's why he took permission from his mother and he was going to Gaya for Pitru Shraddha. But actually his mission was to meet Ishwarapuri. Somehow rather coincidence it happened. So he met Ishwarapuri there in Vishnupada Mandir and he took Namadikhya from Ishwarapuri. Very nice pastimes with Ishwarapuri and Mahaprabhu in Gaya. So when he come back from Gaya, on the way back in Kanai Natsala, he saw Krishna personally. And from that moment, a radical change happened in Mahaprabhu's life. From that moment onwards, he was no more Nimai Pandit. He was Bhakta Nimai. He was crying almost all time, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. When he come back to Navadip, many students, they come to get lessons from him. And he will always teach them about Krishna. Any sutra, any meaning, any explanation, only Krishna. Only Krishna. Somehow or other, and he was crying, and only Krishna. When this message reached Jasuhar district, when Loknath heard that Nimai Pandit is no more Nimai Pandit, he is crying for Krishna always. So by hearing this, then he started dancing. Oh, my life is success now. So immediately he resigned everything. He took full renunciation from his parents, from his home, village, from his school, from his job, and start moving towards Navadip. Now that's it. I have to be with Mahaprabhu. Nimai. So he came all the way walking from Jasuar district to Navadip. It took a long days for him to arrive. And Mahaprabhu at that time, just about before taking sannyas, he had already started the Sankirtan movement, the Sivasangan, Ruddhadwara Kirtan, everything has already started. His main project is already started, but Mahaprabhu is very much thinking, if I take sannyas, I will go away, then what about Vrindavan? Vrindavan is lupta praya. Nobody is saying this is Krishna Lilasthali, it is his Lilasthali. So it is his main project. So he is always thinking what to do. Whom should I give this major responsibility? He is always searching for somebody. So one time Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar, Srivas and all his associates, they are sitting, and in almost midday Lokanath arrived and full dandavat pranam. By seeing Lokanath, Mahaprabhu immediately got up and embraced him. He said, Lokanath, I was always thinking of you only. And Krishna is so merciful. See, he brought you. I have such an important project with me to do, and I am not finding anybody who will help me. I was thinking day and night. So Krishna is so merciful, so kind. He brought you. You are the only person who can do this job. I have no faith in anybody else. You are the only person who can do this job, Lokanath. So please, you are tired. So go and take rest and prasad. Next month, tomorrow morning, I will tell you. You have a major duty to do for Krishna, and I will be pleased too. So it was almost happening afternoon, evening. So they went, Lokanath also went to his for his rest, but he could not take any rest. After prasad, whole night he was thinking and meditating. What is that service? What is that so important service? Sivan Mahaprabhu, see, Nimai was meditating, and it's a major project, and he wants to keep this important responsibility to me. What is that responsibility? How can I please Krishna and him? Of course, that will be my life project, but what is that? Anyway, I have decided I will stay with the association of Mahaprabhu. That's my life will be blissful. I am okay. No matter whatever happen, as long as I am with Nimai Pandit, that's I am. I don't want anything else except his association. Whenever I am with him, I am fully blissful. So he was meditating, so okay, whatever responsibility, whatever duty I will observe, but only requirement is I want to be with him. I want to see his face and with his association. Next day morning, after Mangal Arati, then the meeting started. So Mahaprabhu again with very humble mood embraced Lokanath Goswami on the devotees and said, Lokanath, so I am really happy to see you. You are the person to execute this important business. So Lokanath said, please tell me, I can't sleep yesterday night. Why are you not telling me? What is that duty? Tell me. I am fully surrendered to you. I can do whatever for you. Just keep me with you, that's it. Then Mahaprabhu said, the responsibility is that you have to go to Vrindavan. As soon as possible, you go to Vrindavan. By hearing this order, Lokanath immediately get fainted there. He fell down. Immediately faint and fell down. Everybody seeing what happened. After some time, when he come to consciousness, he was crying like anything. Mahaprabhu asked, Lokanath, why you are crying? I'm sending you to Vrindavan. You don't know Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the pastime of Lord Krishna. Radha Krishna's the dearmost Lilasthali. Pastime place is Vrindavan. Whole Bhagavatam is narrated glorifying Vrindavan Dham. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesa Tanaya Tad Dham Vrindavanam. And I am sending you to that Vrindavan, the supreme abode. You are feeling unhappy? You are crying? So when Mahaprabhu was glorifying Bhagavatam and giving reference from Bhagavatam and glorifying Vrindavan Dham, Mahaprabhu told, please stop. Don't say all these things. We both are classmates. I am senior to you. I have studied Bhagavatam too. Don't tell me the glories of Vrindavan. I know it. That's why I don't want to go there. I know. So Mahaprabhu stopped. What to say? He is senior. He knows very well about the glories of Vrindavan, about the Bhagavatam. And he is saying, that's why I don't want to go there. My life project, I want to stay with you. So why you are throwing me away from your shelter? Please don't do that. Don't be so cruel to me. Don't be so rude to me. Why are you saying to me, go away to Vrindavan? I came all the way renouncing everything just to be with you. And the moment I arrived, you are throwing me away from you. No, no, no. Please don't be so cruel. Again you get fainted. Then after some time Mahaprabhu pick him up and try to pacify him. And again tell him, see, okay, Lokanath, what can I say to you? You know everything. I am always meditating how to rescue Sri Brajadham, Sri Vrindavan, the Leela Sthali of Krishna. And who is there to do this job? I have my weird things. I am starting this whole Sankirtan movement because Mahaprabhu didn't say that he is going to take sannyas. He didn't disclose that. But he has his hidden project. But he says, so please. So, okay, I know that you want to be with me. You are feeling very happy to be with me. But is that you want? To be yourself happy, to make yourself happy, or to make me happy? What do you want? Then Lokanath becomes serious. What do you say? What are you saying? I don't want to make you happy. I want to become happy myself. No. So then Mahaprabhu, so then if you want to make me please, then you have to go to Vrindavan. Then Lokanath said, okay, that's it. Don't say anything, I'm going. When should you? Only 4 and 5 days he stayed in Navadvip, then he left. Bhugarbha Goswami accompanied with him. They came all the way. At that time, there was no road, no bridge, nothing, no car, nothing was like that. They have to come by foot, by road. There are not particular road. All the way going this and that way, taking long route. And on the way, there was no hotel, motel, something. They don't have money also, only begging. Sometimes they can't beg and keep fast. And all the way, their only business is to discuss about the past times of Mahaprabhu and cry. Crying and talking about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, both of them, they came actually in Brajalila. Both Lokanath Goswami was Leela Manjari, and Manjulali Sakhi, and Bhugarbha Goswami is Nandi Mukhi, Prema Manjari. So they are the associates of, eternal associate of Krishna. And Gorlila also they came. So that's why they have to come to Braj, to rescue Braj. So they came after long time in the separation from Mahaprabhu, always discussing and meditating and thinking of Mahaprabhu and crying. They arrived in Braj and started their project, searching for Leelasthali. But then after some time, they got message from Navadvip that Sivan Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas. Mahaprabhu took sannyas. When they heard, they again said, what? Nimai took sannyas? Yes. And after taking sannyas, he went to Nilachal, Jagannath Puri. Oh, he has seen the form of Mahaprabhu as Navadvip Bihari, Nadiya Bihari Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Now he is so much enthused to see the sannyas vigraha of Sriman Mahaprabhu. How to see? He is now no more in Navadvip. He went to Puri. Okay, we have started already, whatever responsibility he has given us, we are already doing it. But we can't do this anymore without having his darshan. We need some charge. Our battery should be charged, so let us go have little a glance of his darshan, then we'll come back and start our job again. So both of them started walking from Vrindavan to Puri to see his sannyas vigraha darshan. They went. Mahaprabhu went to Puri and his first preaching project, preaching zone is Puri. And he went there within a week. He delivered Sarvabhauma. Just in a week. And he observed his birthday, first birthday there after sannyas, Gaur Purnima there. Then after that, immediately left for south. When Lokanath and Bhugarbha arrived in Puri, after long way of walking and getting so much trouble, and they heard that Mahaprabhu just left for South India. A week ago, he left. Oh, all the way came to Puri, we want to see him. Anyway, just going, we can, okay. He started walking fast to see Mahaprabhu to South India. Mahaprabhu aage aage, Lokanath piche piche. In front, in back, going, he has his way of walking and going, he has his own way of walking and going. 2 years passed in searching in South India, finally in South India, up to Kerala, and finally they went back to Puri. He left. Oh, really? So then all traveling the way, they came back to Puri to see. When they arrived at Puri, Hari Mahaprabhu left for Vrindavan. See, this is the near and dear associate, devotee and disciple of Mahaprabhu. It is said in Prema Vilasa that Mahaprabhu gave Harinam mantra to Lokanath Goswami. A direct disciple of Mahaprabhu. It is explained in Narottam Vilas that is a direct disciple of Mahaprabhu. And he is searching to see his guru. And he is doing hide and seek. Puri to south, south to Puri, Puri to Vrindavan. And he come back to Vrindavan. Very fast walking. When he arrived in Vrindavan, he just left. He went to Prayag. Then he started again from Vrindavan towards Prayag. On the way, then Mahaprabhu came in dream. So Lokanath, it's too much. Why are you going out of Vrindavan? I'm always with you. How can I live without you? I'm always with you only. Go back. Stay in Braj and do your work. Why you are moving around? So by getting this heavy dream and instruction, then what to do? Only Swapna Darshan, Swapna Adesh, he again come back. Stay in Braj and with broken hearted, started doing his job here and there, going. So to Mahaprabhu Darshan, the desire was become so intense to see Mahaprabhu. So it says, I want to see. Vrindavan is Radha Krishna, but Radha Krishna Milita Vigraha Si Mahaprabhu. I'm not seeing him. So the desire becomes so intense. One time he was in a place called Village Umrao in Khadiriban. When you are going to Barsana from Chhatta, and this place is coming there. There is a kund called Kishori Kund. He was staying near to Kishori Kund, staying there. And so intense desire to have darshan of the Lord. So the Lord, to fulfill desire of his pure devotee, he himself appeared. He took a form of a person and carry a very nice, lovely deity of Krishna and come to Lokanath. Baba, what? Now I have this deity. I was serving for long time. Now I am old. Poor man. I don't want to. So please, I want to give you. You please serve it. Keep it. Give it. What this? Now this deity's name is Vinod. Radha Vinod. Please keep it and start serving. Who are you? Why you are coming to me? No, I am just a local person. I became old, so I have this. Please take it. And he went away. Now Lokanath, with his deity, Radha Vinod, he gave the deity, gave the name and everything, and gave to him. So he is a beggar, Lokanath. Nothing he has. No apartment, no flat, no studio apartment, no single room, nothing. Staying under a tree. And now already another guest is there, Radha Vinodji. He himself alone can't manage himself. And now one more guest is there to take care. And the guest is such, he will not do anything. He will not speak anything, not work, but he will only depend upon you for everything. You have to take care. So Lokanath Goswami started. He was thinking to have darshan. So Mahaprabhu came as Sri Vinodi Lal. in the form of a deity as Radha Vinod and have darshan and stayed with Loknath. And Loknath started serving. What to serve? He has nothing, no altar, no temple, nothing. He is a beggar. What to do? Okay, put there is a stone, place the deity on that, and then do his job, then go and beg something, whatever is there, some phal, putra, paspa, putram, pustram, phalam, toyam, whatever he starts serving, and then keep it there, then he will go for his searching the Lupta Tirtha and come back. Then he thought, I am going alone, my worshipable deity is here, it is not good. A small boy, how can I go alone? Then he thought, no, better, we, Bhugarbha and myself too, we should better three. So he should accompany us. So they said, okay, he told to, so you have to be with us now, yes. The deity, he should talk with the deity. So Radha Vinod said, yes, I can be with you. Together we will search for Lupta Tirtha. So then the three started their job. Radha Vinod was always accompanied with them. So how he will go? He can't walk. So small Krishna, so he arranged a cloth and make a agonit and hold, you know, jhola, put in his neck and placed DT in that jhola and carrying. When the small boy like that, always carrying in his neck, here in heart, holding Radha Vinod in his heart and moving all around Praj and searching the Lilasthali with Silila Vihari. So by the help of Radha Vinod only Loknath Goswami could able to accomplish his responsibility. See, Narayan Bhatta Goswami Brajacharya, he told that almost 337 pastime place was searched and found out by Loknath Goswami alone. He was the first and foremost person, the Goswami, who came to Braj, and he did the major job. And after long time, then Rup, Sanatan and Bhattajugo, all of them they came. But almost 80% job was done by Loknath with the help of Radha Vinod. So he was almost becoming very matured, very senior. So sometimes he will go and he will do his taking bath and all that, and this time also very hot, this Shravan time. So how can he will do his personal job? He will put and hang Radha Vinod in a tree, hang him with his clothes. Okay, be there, I am going for my duty. So like that, because there was no temple, there was no altar. So this is the only asana, this is the only mandir, this jhola for Radha Vinod. The jhola is his temple, the jhola is his altar. And everything there. Will hang there, okay, be there happy, I am going. Come back, sleeping there, eating there, everything there. So, what to do? The servant is like this, the master should be like this. The servant is a super beggar, begging here and there, staying under a tree. The master has to also suffer like that. So, he is under a jhola, hanging in a tree. So finally he became little old, and then he came back to Vrindavan. When all other Goswamis, Sri Rup, Sri Sanatan, Sri Gopal Bhatt, Raghunath Bhatt and others, they came and joined hand with him. So then he became little relieved. Then he came back and stayed in Vrindavan. Stayed in Vrindavan, the other they are doing the job, he was happy. They are together, sitting together and discussing. Already Sanatan Goswami established Madamnon Tepu, Rupa Goswami, the Govind Mandir and that. You are the senior most was still there. Then what happened? Slowly Mahaprabhu got message that Mahaprabhu left his body in Puri. Mahaprabhu, yeah, he went to his abode. Then he became again broken hearted. And then following Mahaprabhu, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Bhatta Goswami, all of them one by one gone. And Loknath, this senior old man, he is still there. He is not only getting the so much tense of separation from Mahaprabhu, now Mahaprabhu left, his all associates left, and he is still there. Still there to suffer all this tragedy alone. and only depending and serving Sri Radha Vinod, he was somehow or other maintaining his life in this stage. So all Rup Sanatan, they went. So Raghunath Bhatt also left. So only in that period, to take care of the whole Vaishnava community of the India within the three places, Puri, Mayapur and Vrindavan, the only three main persons were there left over is four persons, Sri Lokanath and Bhugarbha, Sri Gopal Bhatt and Sri Jiva Goswami. These four persons were there. The whole Vaishnava community were headed by these four only. And among them, Lokanath Bhugarbha was really old. They can't do anything. Gopal Bhatt Goswami, he was busy in his Radharamanju. So only Jiva Goswami, he was young. And he took the project in his hand and he started writing his Dutiya Vyasa. He composed almost 4 lakh verses in his period. Such an erudite scholar. And he took up the business to train the devotee. And who will get trained about this Vaishnava Siddhanta? It is said in Narottama Vilas that the same Prabhu, Prabhu Traya, Sriman Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Advaita Acharya, all three of them incarnate again very soon. And they came, Sriman Mahaprabhu as Srinivasa Acharya, Sri Nityananda Prabhu as Narottam Das Thakur, and Sri Advaita Acharya as Shyamananda Prabhu. These three Prabhu again come back in this three form. And they come to be trained by Jiva Goswami in Vrindavan. And these three become. Actually, when Mahaprabhu was coming to Vrindavan, for the first time he came, all the way he went to Ramkeli, and that time he could not come. But in Ramkeli, when he was going to Kananyatsala, taking bath in Ganga, he started shouting, Narottam, Narottam, Narottam. Everybody got shocked. Who is that fellow, Narottam? Nobody is Narottam among us. Why is shouting Narottam, Narottam? Nobody knows. Only Nityananda Prabhu was laughing. And nobody knows. Why is Narottam, Narottam, everybody asks Sripad, who is that Narottam? He is about to come. He is not yet manifested. He will manifest. See, Narottam Thakur was so fortunate. Even before his birth, Mahaprabhu was giving name-giving ceremony. He is giving name and calling him Narottam, Narottam, before he took birth. And he kept prema, treasury for him, advance booking. He said, is there Padma? You keep it for him. When Narottam will come, you give it to on behalf of me, you give to him. You know, the prema sthali is there, Narottam. So when, and at that time, Mahaprabhu also told, forecast, Narottam will be take shelter of Lokanath. Lokanath is only living to give shelter to Narottam. That's why he is not going. He is waiting. And then these three young chap, Narottam was the prince of Krishnananda. He was the only son of Krishnananda Datta from Bengal, from Rajshahi, Bengal. And all three Prabhu in the Narottam, Samananda and Srinivas, they came to Vrindavan together. And they took admission in Jiva's institute, Sri Jiva Institute. And they was teaching. And Jiva Goswami also, they have already decided who is their master. So, Samananda Prabhu, he is already initiated by Hriday Chaitanya. His name was Dukhi Samdhyas, but he converted here. Jiva Goswami, he was not only giving them the teaching, he also engaged them in service. It was a practical lesson. He said, you have to do some service too. So three devotees interested three different service. Samananda was giving the service of grooming, cleaning, the lila pastimes. And Srinivas Acharya, he was going to help Gopal Bhatta Goswami in his granth writing, editing and assist him. And Narottam is composing his songs and all that. In this way, they were all busy. So then, of course, Shyamananda, he got initiated by Swayam Radharani herself, and he got name as Shyamananda. And Srinivasa Acharya, he got the Acharya Padavi from Gopal Bhatta. He got blessed by Gopal Bhatta, and only Narottam left over. He was the son of the king, he's a prince. He was born Shyama Varna, but by getting the Prema Vastu from Mahaprabhu, he became Gaura Varna again. And he was such a handsome prince, and whom should he then? They said, already decided for you, Lokanath is there. Mahaprabhu told, you go to him. Jiva Goswami send him to Lokanath. He should go and take initiation from him. Lokanath Goswami has taken a vow that I will never accept any servant. I myself is a servant. I am not a good servant myself. How can I take some service from somebody? So he has taken bhav, both Bhugarbha and Lokanath, that they will not accept any disciple. They are so humble. They are so humble. Humility personified. So being this old stage, everything by then himself he was doing, he was not accepting any assistance, any serving from service from anybody. But by the order of Jiva Goswami, Narottam went, that he is your master, go. Somehow or other you have to achieve, get him. And he went and prayed, please accept, get out from here. Who are you? Who are you? Rajkumar? Get out from here. He tried his best again and again and again, but Lokanath Goswami, I am taken vow. No, no, please go away. Don't come here. He never allowed him. No, just get lost from here. And he came back to Jiva Goswami, he is not accepting my two friends, they got initiated, I am only left over. No, you have to go there only. No, he is not accepting, no, this is your job. Then Narottam decided, okay, my guru is never allowing me to do any service. He is not allowing me, but I want to do some service to him. What service can I do for him without taking permission from him? Because any service you have to ask permission. Sir, can I do this for you? But he is not allowing me. He is throwing me away. So I have to do some service without taking his permission. So what is that service? So he decided there is a service. For what? For which I should not, nobody should ask any permission. So that service is the service. Lokanath Goswami was old, very old at that time, staying in Vrindavan. At that time there was no electricity, no attach, he has no kutia, no attached bathroom, nothing. And he has to get up early in the morning, do his bhajan, went little bit prasad, he'll go, still dark, he'll go for his toilet and all that, pratakritya. Taking lota, and he was going, old man, going to the jhadi, somewhere jungle and coming back. And that is the only job, when he going to toilet, he was giving up, not seeing it, renounce everything, oh, gun case. So then, Narottam that this is gone because he already give it up. The things he was already throw away, for that I don't have to ask permission for you. I will take care of that. This is my service. So Narottam Dakus, being a prince, a such a handsome prince, blessed by Mahaprabhu himself, he went, he will go before Lokanath Goswami will go for his toilet, he will go way before and wait in the jungle. Mahaprabhu, Lokanath Goswami went to do his business and come back, and then after that he will go in his own hand without any gloves. Nowadays the mahantars also using gloves and phenyl and this that. There was no phenyl, no this kind of liquids and nothing. Only bare hand he will go and take the stool and dig something and put it there and clean that place, put fine mud to wash his hand, put a water arrangement there, everything pakka. Next day when Lokanath Goswami, whoa, how come this thing happened? Nothing is there. No dry stool is there. Nothing is there, everything clean and... So he became wonder, what is going on here? Who is doing? Next morning again and again, he became really astonished. Who is doing? How come is he? It's become by that or who? So he decided, no, who is doing these things? So he decided to know. So one day he went, finished his business, but didn't come back. He hide himself to see who is doing. So after some time, see one young man. In dark he saw that he came and his hand is taking away and cleaning and putting under the earth and cleaning the putting water. Then he said, "Hey, who are you? Who are you?" Then that young man started severing. Then he said, "Who are you? Why are you doing all these things? Every day you are doing? Why are you doing these things?" Then immediately that old man came and full dandavat pranam. He said, "Prabhu, for this service I don't have to beg permission from you. Because you are not allowing me to do any job. This is the only job. Without your permission I can do. Who are you? You are doing this such a rejected job." Then he, at that time, little before sunrise, already light, he saw he is none else than the same handsome prince Narottama. "You? Rajkumar?" "No, yes. This is the only job I can do for you. You are not allowing me anything." By seeing the humility of and service attitude of Narottam, Loknath Goswami, he said, "I am defeated. I am thinking that I am the humble person, but I am fully defeated by your humility and service attitude," and embrace immediately. "Okay, you win me. You win me." He accepted him, and he accepted him, the only disciple. He accepted him and gave him Narottam and engaged him in the service. Narottam was blessed and he was always doing. At that time, Loknath Goswami was really old. He needs some service at that time, and Mahaprabhu arranged. And Narottam was so humble servant, such a highly service attitude he had, and he was serving to his guru. And within few days, Jiva Goswami went to Loknath Goswami. He told Prabhu, "Now I am thinking all of them are graduated now. They are fully trained up. Now Mahaprabhu's preaching moment should start." "No, yes, 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 Bapa. Yes. Now what? Now I am thinking this through these three young person, I will give them the books. They should go. The fast travelling Sankirtan party they should start. I have arranged already bullock cart. They should go out to Bengal." By hearing this proposal, this old Loknath Goswami became really pleased. He said, "Yes, yes, yes, yes. I will definitely allow Narottam to go with the party. I will fully give my blessings to him. I don't need him to with me." Then he called Narottam. "Baba Narottam, oh, your teacher is saying like that, you please go. Now you, in such a old person, bedridden, you need, so nobody is there to take care of you alone. So please allow me to serve you. We need my help." "No, no, no, no. Mahaprabhu's preaching work is much more important than this wretched body. You go. I will take care of myself. You go. I am giving you full blessing. Please be successful in your job. Please go." So Mahaprabhu Narottam became very unhappy. He was crying because Guru is telling, ordering him to go, go. "Now okay, if I am going, then after some time I can come to have your darshan." "No, this is the final. Don't come here back again. Just go and busy in preaching. Don't come back. No need to." Then Narottam became more unhappy. Anyway, it is said that in Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was that time there also. And when he decided to write Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam, though he was taking the assistance of the diary of Murari Gupta and Sarva Damodar, and taking help, hearing from Raghunath Das Goswami, but he was taking many, many help from Sri Loknath and Bhugarbha, because they were direct associate. Taking help, many, many pastimes Loknath and Bhugarbha, they used to tell. But one thing Loknath told, that, "Please, careful, never ever mention my name anywhere. It should not be mentioned that I am helping, I am so and so." They were so humble. They beg, and when they was there, nobody dared to put their name in any shastra, any book. Nowhere. That's why, see, even Sada Goswami Ashtakam, he was the foremost Goswami of Vrindavan, Sri Loknath, with Bhugarma. But because of their humility, they banned, "No, no, no, our name should not be there." So his name is not there. Though he was the main person, but his name is not there. But then Narottam Das Thakur, in his Guru Vandana, he put his name. Anyway, Loknath went, but he put his name. Every day we are singing the Guru Puja, the Guru Vandana. Loke Nath, Loke Rajivan. That is Narottam Das Singh. You are my Jivan. You are Loknath. In this way. And few other places it's mentioned. But this is Loknath Goswami, who was so near and dear of Sri Mahaprabhu and took such a heavy responsibility and burden to come and do this job. And he was always in Radha Vinod Ashtam Lila. In his old age, he was with Radha Vinod in Vrindavan. And in this Shravan Krishna Ashtami, he entered to the pastime of Radha Vinod pastime here in Vrindavan. And his samadhi is there in near Gokula Ananda temple, you can see. Though Radha Vinod, they are saying it is here, but the real Radha Vinod, this the deity who is served by Loknath Goswami, they are in Jaipur now. They are in Jaipur, the same Radha Vinod Lal. They are worshipable deity of Sri Loknath Goswami. Sri Loknath Goswami, his bhajan kutri is in Khadirban there. Somebody said he left body there, somebody said left body there. Anyway, nobody knows because so humble, he will not say anything to anybody. But anyway, he was the one of the senior most follower of Sri Mahaprabhu, senior most Goswami, and the foremost the Lilasthali Lupta Tirtha Udharaka. He is the foremost person. And he his samadhi is still in Gokulananda Ghara. So today is the Shravana Krishna Ashtamti. It is said that in Shravana Purnima, Loknath Goswami initiate Narottam Thakur. Yeah, in Shravana Purnima day. So the same Loknath Goswami, who was from the first and last in Vrindavan, and he only accepted in his lifetime only one disciple, Narottam. And such a disciple, same Loknath Goswami, was totally dependent upon Krishna and Mahaprabhu, always meditating him, and he was his associate, eternal associate. So today, the Tithi Shravana Krishna Ashtami, so today is Lila Pravesh day. He entered to the eternal pastime of Sri Radha Vinod. So we should take this opportunity. The today's tithi of Loknath Goswami's disappearance tithi, we should pray at the lotus feet of Sri Loknath that the two things, humility and tolerance, these two, the real asset of service attitude. Service is bhakti. Bhakti means seva, but seva should be accompanied with tolerance and humility. So all these three are decorated with Loknath. So Loknath, having that much service attitude and dedication to his worshipable deity and Mahaprabhu, with such a humble and tolerating personality, if by his mercy we can get 1 billionth of that attitude, that quality in our life, then our this so-called life will be full success. In this mood, we should offer our great homage, our Sridhanjali on the feet of Sri Loknath Goswami. Sri Loknath Goswami ki, Sri Radha Vinod Lal ki, Samavet Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaur Hari Premanande.